Welcome to Beyond the Stethoscope, Vital Conversations with SHP. I'm your host, Aaron Higgins, and joining me today is my co-host, Jason Crosby. In this podcast, we explore the world beyond medicine and delve into the often overlooked aspect of the healthcare business. Today, we're excited to have Jeremy Miller from Boost by Design as our special guest. Jeremy will help us navigate the complex world of digital marketing, breaking down the technical jargon and providing helpful suggestions on how to approach this underappreciated but vital strategic tactic. We had a great time with Jeremy, and we hope you enjoy listening to it as much as we had recording it. Are you ready for this vital conversation? Let's get started. Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the interview. I'm here with Jeremy Miller, who's the SEO cowboy with Boost by Design. Also sitting down with us today is Jason Crosby. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Good. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Jason.
Alrighty. Well, Jeremy, kind of full disclosure, you do a lot of work for strategic healthcare partners. Kind of go into a little of what you do for us and how you make us look awesome online.
Well, I'm glad you think that. What we really focused on is the consulting aspect of that, and that's trying to take in a holistic picture of the digital footprint that SHP has online. So that includes, you know, your organic presence, you know, anything you're doing on social media, podcasts, you know, webinars, anything really that increases your visibility online, and just trying to work with SHP to create a strategy to put the branding out there.
Great. Well, you know, branding, you bring that up. That's obviously really important, particularly for companies like ours. You know, we're business to business. And so branding is just as important, if not more important, because we need to stick out from all the other businesses that offer services. So what say you in regards to branding for our sort of clients, the listeners who are listening today? You know, they're mostly in the healthcare world. They're small or bigger size practices, hospitals, and like, how important is branding for them?
I think you kind of touched on that right there. It's branding is very important to stand out from the competitors that you have in your industry, in your field, especially with the B2B industries. You know, traditionally that's been like a networking kind of relationship, and that's still relevant today. But as everybody grows online and you get smaller and smaller, like niche, you know, networks or practices, you know, there's kind of been a flood of these different brands. So it's really important to be able to stand out. And when you're looking at B2B, what we've found really is, you know, it's a phrase that kind of got popular a few years ago called thought leaders. So it's really gone beyond just advertising your services, and it's really gotten to the point of the way to stand out is to show, you know, how much you know about the industry, your experience behind that, you know, giving away, quote unquote, giving away unique and valuable content to people who are not, you know, necessarily your clients, your customers yet. But it's really about trust building with the branding nowadays that we found.
All right, Jeremy, back up a little bit and tell us how you got into the digital marketing space with some of your background, and then maybe go from there and how Boost came about and the type of services you guys provide and the type of clients you service.
So to be fully transparent, it probably started when I was 11 and we got our first family computer, and I broke it right away and had to figure out how to fix it. So I didn't have to tell my mom that she had a $3,000 paperweight. So from there, you know, I just really been interested in technologies, computers in specific. And then as the internet grew, that's kind of where my interest followed. So, you know, for my teenage years and, you know, my early 20s, I was building websites for friends. I was building websites for micro businesses. And then in about 2013, I went fully professional. From that point, it's all about adding value to our clients. You know, we would build these great looking websites, functioned very well, but they weren't necessarily driving business. So then, you know, what's the point of having an online presence if it's not driving business? You know, if it's not creating new contacts, new leads for companies. So at that point, we really kind of dug our heels in and refocused on the digital marketing aspect. That's really been our bread and butter and our focus for the last, you know, 9 or so years of doing the digital marketing versus just, you know, cut and dried web development, because we really like helping small businesses, and that is something that has the biggest impact on their bottom line. Anybody can have a pretty website nowadays with, you know, different website builders. Somebody can do that in-house, but the strategy, the knowledge and the experience of the marketing piece of that is what really can help drive a business and bring somebody to the next level.
Fantastic. Let's hit on that a little bit. Because I know when we first engaged with you guys, there was a lot of education right up front, right? So speak to our audience a little bit about, when you say digital marketing, what's that mean to your average small business owner that really doesn't know more than what those two words mean, right? And then maybe also kind of give a little evolution. You've mentioned you've been at this now for a number of years. How have you seen digital marketing evolve to this point?
To start just from, you know, a baseline here, digital marketing includes anything that you do online to promote your business. So that takes a lot of different strategies and tactics. One is called SEO, which is called search engine optimization. So that's any of your organic non-paid listings that show up in search engines like Google or Bing or Yahoo or DuckDuckGo or whoever. Then you have PPC, which is pay-per-click. So those are your ads. So those are the results when you do a search online. Those are the results that you see at the top of the page. And you'll also see them at the bottom of the page as well. So really you're paying for performance at that point. And then in addition to that, you have your ad campaigns, your PPC for social media, whether that's LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, whatever the next new social platform is going to be. That includes email marketing. I'm sure everybody's familiar with that. And then in addition to that, there's a lot of technical aspects that we take care of as well, that are related to something called domain authority, which essentially is just an index number of how valuable, unique, your website is. So that's, you know, don't get me started because I can really go into the weeds and a lot of nerdy details, that just go over the heads of most people. But those are the biggest channels. You've got your organic search results, you've got your paid ads, you've got your email marketing and your social media marketing.
You bring up a really good point, but something I've been thinking about, you know, obviously our audience is in healthcare, and search engine optimization and being the top of the search results, that's really important for, say, like a lawyer or a real estate agent. Speak to how that might be important for a medical practice or someone in healthcare.
I think one of the biggest takeaways for showing up high in the rankings on a search engine really is a trust building factor. If you're looking at someone looking at a practice and you can't find them online at this day and age, after this many decades of having the internet, if you can't find somebody online, you start to get a little suspicious, or you start to question a little bit more on like how legitimate this company is. Do I really trust them? So the larger visibility and footprint you have online, the more trustworthy you come across as. And again, that's just part of the whole funnel. But you know, building that trust is a huge, huge piece of that. So sometimes with industries, you'll find that even in this day and age, it really is in-person networking, that is still their primary source of new leads and new business. But being able to find and search on their time about you when they're not talking to a different company is definitely a big, that has weight to it.
So to that group that Aaron just asked about, If you had to give them a couple of things to focus on today, right? What are some of those key things that your average, you know, person like myself, not, you know, in-depth knowledge of your digital marketing world, what would be some first, top 3 to 5 things for them to go look at for digital marketing?
One of the top priorities, make sure your website works. Make sure your contact forms work on your website. The amount of potential clients that we have that approach us that don't even realize that people are filling out forms and they're not receiving them. And that's, you don't want to look at your website and look at your business model and go, I just lost 50 potential clients 6 months later. So make sure. And again, in this day and age of do-it-yourself builders, you can create a relatively functioning website for yourself. If you have a developer or IT team, just make sure that you're asking the basic questions. Are we optimized for mobile? And you can do kind of the poor man's research. Just go on your phone and look at your website. See, does it look right? Is the text big enough? Can I read that? So really, it's just about the usability standpoint for your websites. Can I access what I need to access if I were looking at this website? That's really kind of a foundational point there. Another one that we see that a lot of companies don't necessarily utilize is called Google My Business, or GMB for short. And when you do a search online for a business, you'll see on the right side of the search results, if you're on desktop, there'll be an image, links to the direction, reviews, if you have reviews. That's essentially free advertising. And if you can, garner reviews for your Google My Business page, that's free trust building as well. And I have seen it. It's not very frequent, but I have seen competitors hijack somebody else's unclaimed Google My Business page. So to avoid that piece of negative competition there, it's really important to go to Google and claim your Google Business page.
And I would put a point on that too, and I'll let you finish in a second here, Jeremy. Coming from the IT world in healthcare, the medical practice I was with, each one of the physicians had a listing on Google. And so we had to claim each one of those physicians in addition to the practice. So practices may have already claimed their practice location, but you need to be sure to look for all the physicians, anyone associated with the practice. Also on the other major players too. I know Jeremy said Google, but you got to look at Bing, got to look at Yahoo. They all have a very similar function.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point. If you have multiple physicians in a practice, have them claim their listings as well. That helps the practice overall as well as the individual physician. And sometimes I gloss past certain details there, Aaron, but to your point, when I mentioned Google, it's because it is the 800-pound gorilla. It does get like 80-85% of the search traffic, but that on my end, that is short. And that's saying Google does include Bing, it does include Yahoo, it does, it includes any of the major search engines, even if they get a smaller traffic. It's still really important, to your point, to claim those as well.
I'll say this too, as we engaged with Boost, which has been, what, Jeremy, 5-6 years ago or so, if nothing else, it just makes you smarter, right? And as we went into, as COVID kicked off and our provider-based clients were trying to engage with their patients and their communities, that just made it much more important for them to have the right setup online with the right information, right? Because especially our hospital clients who are doing COVID testing sites and things of that nature, they needed to have that right information and they needed to have the right address. Besides just the strategy, it just makes you a lot smarter as to what your average patient is seeing about you. Right. And so when we engaged with Jeremy, I have to admit, we just got smarter. And I think we were much more in the SEO need with you, Jeremy. And, just to, toot your whistle a little bit, we were found by providers in different parts of the country after fine tuning our SEO work. And it just was very educational understanding of fixing the little things, right? The cookie crumbs, I think, is what you called it years ago for me to remember. And so very insightful. But for the rest of our audience, if they want to find out more about you or Boost Digital Marketing and your services, where can they find you?
We are online at boostbydesign.com. You can go ahead and search us. We'll show up, I promise you. But yeah, we love working with small businesses and really just trying to provide value and advice as well. So, you know, typically for us, when we talk to a potential client, we want to make sure that we're a good fit for them. So we'll do our research, you know, ahead of time before we sit down to have a meeting to talk about things. But, you know, and that's, I think that's one of the things that I love about just digital marketing in general, is I'm so curious to learn about industries and the ins and outs and the little niche information that it's, you know, like looking through an encyclopedia back in the day when you had to go to the library to do that.
Very true. Very insightful. All right. Well, great information. I'm sure the listeners will find everything as useful as we certainly did when we engaged with you guys years back. So we, Beth, Aaron, and I, we really appreciate your time and joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Beyond the Stethoscope, Vital Conversations with SHP, a production of Strategic Healthcare Partners.
For more information about our podcast, including back episodes, show notes, transcripts, and more, visit our website at shpllc.com/podcasts.
And I know you've heard it before, but please consider rating our podcast in your favorite podcast app. It helps make others aware of the show.
And our podcast wouldn't be possible without our wonderful team of folks.
Editing and production assistance by Nyla Weave and myself, Aaron Higgins.
And your episode hosts are Aaron Higgins and myself, Jason Crosby.
Our social media coordinator is Jeremy Miller.
Our executive producers are also our principals, Mike Scribner and John Crew.
For more from SHP, consider following us on social media, including Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
And as always, thank you for listening, and have a great, wonderful day.